Gospel reading for today comes from the well-known story in the second chapter of Matthew. This is the gospel reading for the celebration of the season of Epiphany, which I'll tell you more about in a bit. Let us listen for the word of God. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who's been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The word of the Lord. Dark days. I hear those words whenever I turn on the news. Dark days of COVID and death and sickness, dark and scary days for families and healthcare professionals. I understand that scariness because my daughter is one of those healthcare professionals. Dark days, how many deaths? One commentator put it, as many as 10 airplane crashes each day. Dark days. Dark days for many who have lost jobs and income in the past 9 months, seen their savings dwindle to nothing. Dark days of the violence on the streets and shootings. Maybe there is a light at the end of this dark tunnel with the development of the vaccines. I give thanks to God for all those medical scientists and FedEx and UPS workers and hospital staff delivering these vaccines. I pray for more light and hope in the months ahead. This week begins the season of Epiphany in the church year. Epiphany is a Greek word meaning appearance, a manifestation, a revealing of God reaching out to us in Christ. Epiphany is a season of searching, like the wise men, searching for the light of Christ, which is coming into our dark world. This is the season of light and hope. Yes, even and especially in these dark days. Now, according to Matthew, a star guided the Magi to Jerusalem and then from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, where it stopped directly over Mary and Joseph's house. As New Testament scholar Amy Jill Levine writes in her Advent devotional, let's think about this for a minute. Stars are giant balls of gas fusing hydrogen into helium in a thermonuclear explosion. Stars do not function like GPS systems and Waze or Google Maps, first dropping the Magi off in Jerusalem and then recalculating, rerouting to get them to the suburbs in Bethlehem. It's about 5 miles south-southwest of Jerusalem. Matthew tells us that the star stood over the place where the child was. If it's a star, as we understand stars, if it were to stop directly over the house, well, that house would be incinerated, as with the rest of the earth. All the articles attempting to explain the star scientifically, such as the planetary conjunction we have just seen between Jupiter and Saturn, or Halley's Comet, often visible in late summer, all of these scientific explanations misread the gospel. The Star of Bethlehem is not a problem for scientists to figure out or astronomers to solve. The Star of Bethlehem is not a star as we understand stars. This star is a message from heaven, not a science problem. This starry light is about the search for meaning and direction and purpose in life. Yes, Jesus was born in dark days, the dark days of the Roman rule over God's people in the Holy Land. The travels of the Magi, the wise men, the kings, their travels are a spiritual search, a journey. Nothing in Matthew suggests that they were kings or that there were three of them. We don't know how many there were there. We have lots of literary traditions that have grown up to explain this. We don't know how long for it took to get them to get there, or how old Jesus was when they finally showed up. As Barbara Brown Taylor writes, it's not that these facts don't matter, it's just that they don't matter as much as the stories matter. Stories can be true and meaningful whether they happen literally as told or not. You do not have to be an archaeologist to find out if they're genuine, nor do you have to be a scholar in ancient texts to sort out their true meaning. There is another way. You listen to the story. You let that story percolate within you and come to life inside of you. Then you decide on the basis of your own tears and laughter whether the story is meaningful and true. If you're in doubt, it's always a good idea to learn from other people who've also listened to the story. Pay attention to how the story affects others over time. Does the story make us more or less human? Does it increase our capacity for joy? Does it bring light and life and meaning and purpose into the darkest of days? So we tell that story. Once upon a time, there were wise men who were sitting in their own countries, minding their own business, when a bright star appeared in their eyes, in the eyes of each one of them. It was so bright that they couldn't tell really whether it was burning in the sky or burning in their own imaginations. They were so wise they knew that that did not matter much. The point was something beyond them, greater than them, was calling them to a search for meaning and purpose that they had been waiting for all of their lives. This light was calling them to pick up their feet, to follow, to discover the Christ, the Messiah that had been born into this world. They might not have known before they found him what new direction they would be leading. That's the way it is when you discover the Christ, the light that has come into the world. It gives us all new life and meaning and direction. I invite us all in these dark days to pay attention to the star, to the light that brings life and hope in a new direction for each of us in the coming year. Many of us have received this week an epiphany activity to do in the home. The IPC Family E update sent out on Monday had a link to an article that I've referred to. The article invites us to identify and name a star that would guide each of us into the coming year. Names of 25 possible stars were identified. Names such as grace, mercy, love, faithfulness, peace, patience, joy, faith, generosity, and the list goes on. These are bright, powerful lights to guide us into the dark days ahead. The activity invites us to commit the coming year to be guided by that star and to follow into its light, a light that gives direction and meaning for each of us. If your star for the coming year is love, for example, how will that love guide you in all your relationships, especially with people whom you disagree? How might that guiding light of love enlighten the mission of IPC? How might it bring light and love to our community? If in your dark days you yearn for peace and seek to follow that star, how will following the path of peace shape your relationships with your family, your church, with community leaders? Will the star of peace lead us to advocate for peace in our communities and on our streets? Be warned, though, following your star will change you, just as it changed these wise men. You will find a different path to remain faithful to that leading star. We Presbyterians identify that one of the great ends or purposes of the church is to exhibit the kingdom of heaven to the world. Stars invite us to lift our eyes to the home of God, and yet this season discover that God has come to make a home with us. The light of Christ for dark days is with us. What name do you give to that star that will guide you and give new meaning to this new year? Merry Christmas, of course, but especially Happy Epiphany. May the light of the star guide you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen.